go and find some really intelligent fellow and attach yourself to it. Whatever logical conversation you need to understand the need and the potential of becoming illogical, logical person. Because at the end you will not give up the logic. It's not to teach you that, okay, the hot stuff doesn't burn. You will add to it the exception. You will understand that every rule will give birth to the exception. Everything has the other side. So the illogical part is the other side of the logic. Because at the end of the day, that philosophy of giving, let's put it in context. If there is a society built upon that, everybody will lose, but altogether they are winners. It's a win-win situation. It looks like losing. Is this a really important subject to discuss about in this step of this thing or not? I think this is what you should talk about. And look at this story, how he brings it in step by step. He starts from one logic to the other one. The first logic is quite simple. You counting on yourself, and yourself is some diminishing stuff which is going to fade away. That's the first part of the story. We see a hard man, which is a good fellow, and everything is okay. But he's getting old. And old age will bring changes. This is the first thing in the logic. But, believe me or not, this first step of the logic is not understood yet. It's not understood. No matter where you think, if an observer, my alien, will come down, looks around, will say, oh my God, they haven't got it. They really haven't got it. You know what? These silly people, they think about permanency. They didn't get it. The first thing about the logic, the first logical understanding of this universe should be what? Everything changes. Change. Nobody got it. Let me give you a silly example I found today. Some is the very lovely story of us being silly. What is making something new? Something new happens with contradicting the old stuff and changing it. And we are all proud of these things we did, quote unquote, the revolution we made. Show me a nation not carrying the flag of a revolution, right? What's the outcome of a revolution? Generations of conservatives. We change it and we want to keep it that way. Don't you understand? You change it. Then change it again. Then change it. Because the change is the essence of existence. The only thing that we are sure of is change. The only thing I could promise you is that tomorrow could not be like today. That's the only reason, right? But we don't get it. This philosopher, Persian one, Mullah Raf, which is couple of hundred after Rumi, the last really thinker in that country, said the essence of existence is change. And the essence of change is God. And he was a ruler. He's there to say this. Change. He starts with that. Okay, first of all, let me tell you, change is outside, okay? It will happen to you. That's the first paragraph. Then what? In this happening, one thing is promised. you will rot away. You know that we don't say this to that six-year-old boy, but we say it to you. Because that six-year-old boy is in the first period of life, which is natural improvement. He will grow up. Up to 20, it's like that. Then, the second part comes. So, the chairs. Let's see how Rumi will put this apart for the moment. First paragraph. The story of the old harp man. Look, you start with, have you heard this story of the time of a man? I think one. What is the time of a man? He was talking about a man. Two stories prior, right? Umar is the guy, which is the caliph, which is the leader, which is the good one. Okay. In the time, in his time, there is this mujahid. Therefore, no Hassan Fass do not attempt to say that the environment was no good and the situation was bad, it was bad period. No, it's a time of that good guy. But this fellow who has everything will start to lose something. In the time of that man, there was this mujahid, which was lovely, fantastic. Do you remember the explanation? He said, oh, it was like this, it was like that. He was that bird of love, the nightingale, blah, 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 blah. And when he was talking about him, he changed the subject. And he brought to your attention another kind of melodies and musicality. He said, by the way, I'm talking about this guy who was the nightingale and blah, blah, blah. Believe me, you, these special fellows, Anbiya and Awliya, these transformed human beings we talk about, these people, they have some music in them. And the music in them, oh my God. If the music of a harp player will make you enjoy your night, the music will transform you to the best. And they are singing, all of them. You're not listening. Bring closer your ears. Remember this? Is it? Put your ear close, for that is not far off. But this is it. Listen to this, another kind of music I'm going to explain to you. But I know you're not listening, because you're in this platform, right? You know why you're not listening to the music I'm playing for you? Because you are preoccupied under your with the existence of yourself under your skin. You believe in this blood and flesh. And you believe in a lot of music here and there. First of all, you should remember the source of the music is one. The good music comes from him. Although you hear it from me, him, this or that. Because the message of love is like this. And that message could transform everything. So he brought in what? Pay attention to his way of teaching. He started with a very good story, positive. The environment is positive, the guy is gifted, right? And he said, okay. Now, you know, good stuff exists, right? But the good stuff I'm talking is something else, which is a spirituality, that music of the spirit. And this music of the spirit is there, but you cannot listen. Why? Because you are not tuned to this. You are tuned to that. Although your life comes from this, because you were called upon, remember? You were called upon, therefore you are here. He asked for you, And you said, yes, I'm ready to be here. This is how creation is to us. But it doesn't matter. I know you believe in your scheme and you pay attention to the source of the message. The source of the message is not important. Of course, it could be in some particular special moments you could talk about the postal service, which is working good now. But when you receive a long letter, doesn't matter who the main man is. Love letter is something else. The feeling of love doesn't come from someone going in your ears, because from your ear it will go to your brain. The feeling somehow starts to warm you, and warmth is within you. So the source is that one, that unique one. But you don't think like that. Let me tell you, if you want to have the light, really, do not insist that you wanted the first torch ever. Get the first light from the closest candle to you. It means, in here, the first priority in your intelligence service, which is a secret service to you, is to check the messenger. Don't, because the messenger is not important. This was first paragraph. Look at it. If you didn't find the verses which are saying this exactly, I hope you will find something else, so you will enlighten us. Second paragraph. Second paragraph is that, listen, we definitely believe that you have two parts. The camel and the camel rider. The camel is this, okay? We don't say kill the camel, but we say be the master of the camel. This camel wants to have something, you're something else. That something else is not in the camel, cannot be in the camel. Why? Because it's bigger than existence, even when we're talking about that breath of God. We're talking about something that cannot be fitted in this body, but it could be fitted in the heart. Why? Because the heart doesn't have a size, doesn't have a limitation. It's a space, out of space, therefore that big stuff we're talking about will fit in there. Means you, yes, you are the camel, you are the flesh and the bone, and I can see it, but in you there is something that is out of this existence. That's what we are talking about, and that's something that the logic, oh my God, let's talk about the logic. This logic stuff you love, look at it. This logic stuff you love, in the state of love, this appears. How magic! It will fade away. It's like transformation. It's not like adding sugar to you. It's like transforming you to sugar. And that will happen. Who says no to this? I just claimed something, right? I said, oh, it will happen that the logic of you will disappear, you will be someone else, unrecognizable, and then blah, 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 blah. Okay, I said a lot of good stuff about love. Who is the guy who doesn't believe me? It's something that it doesn't happen very often in my book that one word is highlighted. Normally, one verse or half a verse, but this is one word. It's Able Josvi, which is not really translatable, but it has been translated here, the partial reason, which is partial Able, which is that little stuff in you. You said, oh, that logic in you is partial.